Good morning, everyone. I'd like to briefly summarize a little of what we've been thinking about over the last few months from Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那我首先来总结一下过去几个月我们所讲论的《天山宝训》马太福音五到七章的内容。
God looks on our hearts, and that is what really matters.
天山宝训的总论就是神看重是我们的内心。
It's not our appearance, our wealth, or our knowledge, or anything like that.
并不是说我们的知识、我们的外貌、我们的其他一切才能都很重要。
Only what is focused on God will last.
我们最主要的就是我们永远是看向神，这才是有永恒的价值。
And even as we seek to serve God and worship Him, we can still do so in a self-centered, sinful kind of way.
就算我们来教会敬拜，就算我们在灵修的时候，我们依然有可能是一个自我中心、自我崇拜的人。
So, at the beginning of chapter 6, Jesus says, don't show off in your spiritual life.
所以基督在第六章一开始就提醒我们，我们不要在人前显耀自己。
In such things as giving help to others and giving to the church and so on.
当我们奉献，当我们做慈善事工的时候，让我们不要故意让别人知道。
And in things like fasting and prayer.
即使我们在禁食和祷告的时候，我们也不要故意在人前显露自己。
We should never do these kind of things to attract attention to ourselves.
我们永远不要用属灵的事情去把别人吸引到我们身上。
Jesus' teaching is focused on the core of our lives.
基督耶稣在登山宝训不断地提醒我们，我们的属灵生命的核心是什么？
Because the inner core is what we do between ourselves and God.
我们基督属灵的生命最核心的部分是我们跟上帝之间的关系。
So, I'd like to ask a few questions for us to think about.
所以我想给大家提几个问题，让大家来一起来思考。
Are we building and strengthening the core of our lives daily before God?
我们每天都在寻求跟神之间建立更亲密的关系，更加来认识他吗？
Are we spending time in prayer between ourselves and God?
我们每天都会分别出时间来到上帝面前向他祷告，来跟他亲近吗？
Do we have specific time, separate time, to pray privately before God?
我们每天都会有私人的时间，我们来到神面前向他祷告吗？
And then, of course, we can continue thinking and praying as we work through the day.
所以今天我们的讲道会主要以祷告为主题。
And are we reading God's Word?
我们每天都会花时间来读圣经吗？来读神的话语吗？
Which is a key issue in building that core strength that we need in Him.
读经、祷告都是让我们跟神建立关系的最基本的属蒙恩的管道。
Prayer should be conversation with God.
我们的祷告是我们与创造主上帝之间的沟通。
Both God speaking to us and us speaking to God.
这是一个双向的沟通，神跟我们说话，我们也回应神对我们的爱。
And God speaks to us through our hearts and minds and through His Word, the Bible.
神通过他的圣言，他的话来对我们的心讲话。
Now I know that most of us are very busy.
我知道在座的各位都非常忙碌。
But do make every effort to have at least a short time, quietly before God each day.
但是我们有没有尽心尽力的在分别一段时间来到神的面前？与神亲近每一天。
And for most of us, that time is probably first thing in the morning.
可能这是 一天刚开始的那段时间。
Because if you're like me, you leave it till later and it gets pushed out by everything else we have to do.
也许你像我，我有时候离开的比较晚，然后一天的时间就被各种事情给缠累。
In English, we often call this special time quiet time.
所以在英文里面，我们有一个专用的名词，在神面前跟他单独分别出来的时间，我们把它叫做一段安静的灵修时间。
And if you're not doing this, I urge you to start doing it this week.
如果你没有形成这样的属灵习惯，我呼求你从这个礼拜开始，我们就每天我们有意识的去分别一段安静的时间，来到神的面前，与神亲近，读经祷告。
Also, if you have children, help them to build this habit too.
如果你有孩子，我也建议做父母的基督徒要为孩子，帮助孩子养成这样的属灵习惯。
And for families, do we have a time of reading and prayer, when possible?
作为一个完整的家庭，我们是否会有个家庭的敬拜，一起读经祷告呢？有没有这种可能？
When I was growing up, like most families, we were busy in the morning getting ready for school and dad was off to work.
在我小时候成长的过程中，我们跟所有的普通家庭一样，我们都每天很忙碌，早上一起来就要准备去上学，我的父亲也要忙着上班。
So we didn't have a reading together every day, prayer together every day, but we always kept a part of Saturday morning where we read and prayed together.
在一周当中，我们并没有每天都有分别的时间作为家庭来敬拜，但是我们每个礼拜六上，整个家庭我们都会有敬拜的时间。
It is very important that we not only have a habit of time specifically ourselves with God.
所以我们并不是单单的我们自己作为一个个人与神之间建立亲密的关系。
But that we do this when possible, as a family, and we establish this as a pattern for our children as they grow up.
那作为整体一个完整的家庭，我们也需要建立正常的敬拜的时间，也同时帮助我们的小孩在基督里成长。
In the English language, we have this little statement.
在英文里面，我们有一句俗话，我们有一句谚语。
The family that prays together stays together.
一个一起祷告的家庭才会同心同行。
So I leave that with you. And now we could turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we will read just a couple of verses at a time as we go through the section we will look at.
让我们一起来看上面的马太福音第六章。
So we will begin with chapter 6 verses 5 and 6. If we could read that together, please.
我们一起来读马太福音六章五到六节。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，
你父在
暗中查看，
必然报答。
Now we thought about this last time we were together.
上次我们聚集的时候。
And if we were like the Pharisees who prayed in prominent places so that everybody could see that they were praying.
我们在上一次讲道中我们也提到过，如果一个法利赛人他站在教会会众面前，站在一个显要的位置来进行祷告。
What would we be thinking about?
作为听祷告的会众，我们会怎么想？
We'd be thinking about ourselves and what other people are thinking about us.
是应该是作为祷告的人，我们心里会怎么想？我们是想吸引人来听我们的祷告，觉得我们的祷告很属灵，还是我们通过祷告来把会众带到上帝面前？
So, we could easily forget that we're actually talking to Almighty God.
我们以为我们自己在跟神祷告。
Let's now read verses 7 and 8.
让我们一起来读7到8节。
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必能垂听，你们不可效仿他们，因为你们没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
Jesus is saying that the value of our prayer doesn't depend on the length of our prayer.
耶稣在这里提醒我，祷告的质量不在于祷告时间的长度。
Nor how fluently we pray.
不在于祷告的多流利多顺畅。
Or whether we pray the right kind of words or not.
甚至不在于我们祷告是否用了正确的词语。
Let alone repeating phrases and sentences again and again.
我们就在那里不断的用重复的用言语用属灵术语不断的在那里祷告。
I think we probably all know that God knows us and our needs and our thinking, our heart and mind.
我相信大家都知道神知道一切，早已在我们祷告之前我们的所需所求，我们心里想什么神早已知道。
So he knows about our prayers before we ever pray them.
当我们想祷告的时候，神早已知道我们想向他要求什么。
So how well we speak or think doesn't really matter at all.
所以我们并不是用属灵的套话，好像去惹神引神的注意，去让他听我们祷告。
We don't have to be nervous or fluent, sorry, we don't have to be fluent or clever in our thinking and our speaking to him.
我们并不是凭我们自己的聪明才智来到神的面前，用我们的话语来让神听我们的祷告。
So what God wants to see and hear is that we genuinely and sincerely want to hear from him to serve him and know him.
神所去看重忧伤痛苦用心灵和诚实敬拜他的心。
So as we pray, let's make sure that we are really centered, focused on God Himself.
所以我们祷告的重点的一切的重点都是以神为中心的祷告。
So now, let's read the main section of the example prayer Jesus gives us. Verses 9 to 15.
让我们来看9到15节关于祷告的重点内容。稍微让我们一起来读吧。
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So this is an example prayer, which means that it gives us a framework, in our praying, or a pattern to follow.
所以这段主导文的这段经文给了我们一个祷告的一个像一个格式，一个基础一样，让我们建立在这段基础上面，让我们祷告的时候，我们可以为这个主导文为基础来向我们的神祷告。
Our problem,which chapter 6 really keeps referring to, is that the danger is we're always thinking about ourselves.
我们罪人一个最大的倾向，圣经特别是基督在这里向我们提醒我们，我们人有个最大的一个倾向，就是我们总是自我中心。我们甚至祷告的时候，我们都在想着自己。
That is avoided when we begin to take time to think about who we are praying to.
所以我们当我们祷告的时候，圣经在这里提醒我们需要知道我们是在向谁祷告，通过这样的思想让我们不要在自我中心。
So Jesus begins with our Father who is in heaven.
所以我们祷告是这样子，我们在天上。
Jesus is underlining again that we should not draw attention to ourselves as we pray.
这就提醒我们，当我们祷告的时候，我们不是在自我中心的在那里向天父索取，而是我们在向天父祷告，是以他为中心。
Now we all have earthly fathers,
我们都有地上的父亲。
And unfortunately all of us who are earthly fathers are imperfect and sinful.
然而我们都知道我们地上的父亲都是不完美，他们都是罪。
And so many of us can be at times, or even many of us can be may find it difficult to think of, about God as our Father.
对于有些弟兄姐妹来说，向天上的父祷告可能显得更加困难，因为他们地上父亲的关系。
But God is our Father at a completely different level.
但是我们要知道，我们天上的父不是被造，他跟我们地上的父天壤之别。
He is perfect and completely understands us. And of course, as we've been singing today, He is powerful, able to do everything that we can ask or imagine. He is great and perfect and true beyond everything we can imagine or express. So take time to remember who we're talking to as we pray.
So when we pray, we first need to know that we are talking to our Father.
So that we give God our full attention rather than what we want or what we want to say.
So when we pray, when we pray, our heart's intention needs to be changed. We don't think about ourselves, how hard we are, what we need.
Jesus' example prayer goes on to say, may your name be honored, or may your name be holy. The word holy has the idea of being different, set apart.
圣洁, 在圣经的语境上, 它最大的一个意思就是要分别。
And it reminds us and recognizes that God is so much greater, better than you and I.
提醒我们，我们所敬拜的，我们所祷告的这位天父，他与我们之间是如此，他是如此的伟大，值得我们的敬拜。
So it's an important prayer to pray that people around us and people all around the world may come to know how Jesus, how God is honored
or holy.
We are not to take the name of God in vain. But people around us do so every day.
但是我们知道，特别在阴雨的环境，有些人天天都在亵渎神的。
And it's all too easy for us to start talking in a similar way to other people.
大家应该知道我在说什么。当我们在表示惊叹的时候，你会说什么？Oh my, 这就是在亵渎神。
Don't ever use the words God or Jesus in a careless or negative way.
不要去学本地人，当他们表示惊叹的时候，喜欢用 God Jesus 来表示惊讶。不要去学这种亵渎神的名的这种外邦习惯。
I do sometimes get very concerned when I hear the speech of some Christians.
我甚至听到有些基督徒都在用这种词语来表达惊叹，让我非常非常的担心。
But we are to honor God in every part of our lives and pray that others will too.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道什么叫尊神的名为圣，而不是用他的名字来随便表达我们心中的意念。
Then Jesus' prayer goes on to say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
接下来，我们的祷告进入第二阶段，就是愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。Why
is God's name not honored?
为什么 神的国还不在地。
Because people are enslaved by sin.
因为从某种意义上来说，地上的人现在都是陷在罪里，是罪的奴隶。
They're in the kingdom of darkness instead of the kingdom of light.
他们正在住在黑暗的牢笼里，他们看不到光。
And there is a war going on. Perhaps don't talk, about this as much as we should.
我们甚至很少提及我们的属灵的征战，两个国度之间的征战。
But Satan and the kingdom of Satan is totally opposed to God.
以撒旦为首的黑暗国度，他们是极力的、千方百计的抵挡神的国度。
And so Jesus' example prayer emphasizes that reality, and we are to pray that His kingdom come, as it is said.
所以第十节再次提醒我们，神的旨意在地上并没有得到遵从，他的旨意在地上被人极力的阻挡。我们所以我们要知道，我们渴求的是神的旨意真的被人给遵从。
Of course, this war and the defeat of Satan's kingdom will only come when Jesus returns to earth again and Satan is finally defeated.
但是我们知道，最后的结局是基督再来的时候，撒旦终将被基督耶稣践踏，踩在脚下，他的国度将彻底失败。
And then the new heaven and new earth will be established.
神的国从天降临，新天新地将在新耶路撒冷得到建立。
Prayer is a vital way in which we can work with God in establishing His kingdom.
所以我们的祷告就是在用神的大能，在祈求神的大能，让他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
As we pray that people may believe in Jesus and that God's church will grow and be established.
我们在地上，神在地上所建立的教会，就是神的国度在地上的扩展。在神的国度里，一群人聚集在一起，他们遵行神的旨意。
And as we wait for God's ultimate plan for the next age, the new heaven and the new earth,
让神的旨意最终在新天新地得到畅行如此的执行。
Now, it's only after praising God that, Jesus' example prayer moves into asking for His help and guidance and direction.
然后来到第三部分，我们来到神的面前，寻求神的指引和帮助。
So, as you know, there are just three basic requests.
在这里向我们列举了三个最基本的需求。
Give us our daily bread.
赐给我们每日够用的饮食。
Forgive us as we have forgiven others.
赦免我们的罪，就像我们赦免别人的罪。
And deliver us from evil.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Because this is an example prayer, there are no detailed requests.
这只是耶稣给我们一个祷告的一个模范，所以他并没有进入更深的细节。
But when we pray, we can talk with God in detail about the issues we are dealing with.Issues we need to face.
在我们日常的祷告当中，我们当然可以进入细节，向神倾心。
Pray for our families.
我们可以为我们的家庭祷告。
And the people we work with and seek to help and so on.
也可以为我们身边的人、周围的人来祷告。
Okay. So there are so many things that we can and over time should be praying for. But,
所以有很多的事情我们可以每天都来祷告。
And we could go on.
我们可以不断的在为很多事情来进行祷告。
We could go on listing more and more things to pray about.
我们可以有很多的事情来到神的面前。
Now, when Jesus gave this example prayer, he had not yet died on the cross, and he had not yet raised from the dead.
当耶稣在这样祷告的时候，他并没有在十字架上死，还没有从第三天复活。
And he had not yet ascended to heaven to be with God the Father.
他还没有升到天上，坐在全能父上帝的右边。
To represent us as a man before God.
他还没有开始在神面前为我们进行代祷。
So.He did not end this example prayer, saying in the name of Jesus.
所以他并没有在最后说祷告奉基督耶稣的名。
Because the disciples were not ready to understand what that would mean.
所以在那个时候，那个门徒还不会真正的知道奉基督耶稣名的真。
But there are several verses in the Bible that talk about us praying to God in the name of Jesus.
但是结合圣经其他多数提到，我们向我们当我们向天父祷告的时候，我们最后结束是奉基督耶稣的名。
So we usually do pray in the name of Jesus, today.Because it is through Jesus that we become God's children, and it's through Jesus that we have the entrance to God to relate to Him as His children.
So, that 今天我们祷告的时候，我们都会用基督耶稣的名来结束，因为基督是道路、真理、生命，若不借着他，没有人可以到达。
Now, I think we read right through to verse 15. Good. So just one last point is that regarding verse 14 and 15.
最后我们要重点来看14到15节的内容。
The evidence that we have, truly believed is that we are willing to forgive those who wrong us.
弟兄姐妹，一个基督徒他有个标志，他的标志是他愿意饶恕。
And praying nice prayers is worthless if we don't live out what we are praying for.
如果我们在那里不停的祷告，但是我们心怀着恨，无法活出这样子，是没有任何价值。
So I think these verses are quite clear and very, very challenging.
十四、十五节对我们基督徒是一个很有挑战性的题目。
And we have to ask ourselves, Are we forgiving other people?
我们需要不断地问自己，我们真的愿意去饶恕得罪我们的人吗？
In the way that God forgives us.
就像神在十字架上如此爱子，以至于在十字架上饶恕了我们这些人抵挡他的罪。
We are not saved because we pray or because we forgive other people.
我们并不是因为我们会祷告，我们会饶恕人而得救。
But these things are the evidence, the fruit of true salvation.
但是一个真正重生得救的真基督徒，他的一个标志就是愿意饶恕，能够饶恕。
So I trust that these things can encourage you in your prayer.
我希望大家能够把饶恕的放在你的祷告。
And perhaps challenge you in your prayer as it challenges me in my prayer.
让神的话来挑战我们，扎我们的心，让我们在真正的祷告过程中，我们的心里被更新。
Let's keep learning how to pray and to pray consistently and really to know God and learn to speak with Him.
真的在祷告中来学习认识，来学习如何来到他面前一起祷告。
Thank you, and let's pray.
让我们现在祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the teaching of Jesus as we have it today in the Bible.
主啊，感谢你今天通过基督耶稣的讲道，来让我们知道你通过神道，你通过圣经讲对我们说的话。
We thank you that what was said and what was then written so long ago has real meaning.And it's vital if we are to really know your peace and joy and fellowship with us.
行吧，让我们今天通过你的话，这个古老的圣经，基督依然对我们产生，让我们在你的话语当中，让我们享受与你的关系。
Help us to keep learning.About prayer and to continue to learn how you speak into our lives and lead us individually and together.
主啊，求你能够帮助我们学习如何用信心和诚实来到你的面前，来真心向你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.